"You're no more blind than I am," Wheelock repeats. Apparently, this is the part that really gets him. "Hey, pal, you know what? I ought to follow you some night when you get off work, you know? See what you do." He pauses. "Who you turn into?" For a moment, Blind Willie actually stops breathing. Then he starts again. "You wouldn't want to do that, Officer Wheelock," he says. "I wouldn't, huh? Why not, Willie? Why not? You looking out for my welfare, is that it? Afraid I might kill the shit-ass who lays the golden eggs? Hey, what I get from you in the course of a year ain't all that much when you weigh it against a commendation, maybe a promotion." He pauses. When he speaks again, his voice has a dreamy quality which Willie finds especially alarming. "I could be in the Post. Hero cop busts heartless scam artist on Fifth Avenue." Jesus, Willie thinks. Good Jesus, he sounds serious. "Says Garfield on your glove there, but I'd bet Garfield ain't your name. I'd bet dollars to donuts." "That's a bet you'd lose." "Says you, but the side of that glove looks like it's seen more than one name written there." "It was stolen when I was a kid." Is he talking too much? It's hard to say. Wheelock has managed to catch him by surprise, the bastard. First the phone rings while he's in his office, good old Ed from 9X, and now this. "The boy who stole it from me wrote his name in it while he had it. When I got it back, I erased his and put mine on again." "And it went to Vietnam with you?" "Yes." It's the truth. If Sullivan had seen that battered Alvin Dark fielder's mitt, would he have recognized it as his old friend Bobby's? Unlikely, but who could know? Sullivan never had seen it, not in the green at least, which made the whole question moot. Officer Jasper Wheelock, on the other hand, was posing all sorts of questions, and none of them were moot. "Went to this Achu Valley with you, did it?" Blind Willie doesn't reply. Wheelock is trying to lead him on now, and there's no place Wheelock can lead that Willie Garfield wants to go. "Went to this tomboy place with you?" Willie says nothing. "Man, I thought a tomboy was a chick that liked to climb trees." Willie continues to say nothing. "The Post," Wheelock says, and Willie dimly sees the asshole raise his hands slightly apart as if framing a picture. "Hero cop." He might just be teasing, but Willie can't tell. "You'd be in the Post, all right. But there wouldn't be any commendation," Blind Willie says. "No promotion, either. In fact, you'd be out on the street, Officer Wheelock, looking for a job. You could skip applying for one with security companies, though. A man who'll take a payoff can't be bonded."